Clemson Memorial Stadium in Clemson, South Carolina, where the game of the weekend is about to unfold.
Calma, regresa al backfield. De John Watson, pase, touchdown! Touchdown, Clemson! Renfro! Con un segundo!
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcast. Really good. Everyone on the floor as well. Really, a lot of hustle. I liked it.
How great is this? This could be the final play of the college season, perhaps, if Clemson gets a touchdown to win it. If Bama can hold them out, perhaps a field goal attempt for overtime. Watson, touchdown! Hunter Renfro, little man, makes another enormous play.
And Clemson runs out of the field and celebrates. They come to California and strike gold.
I think it creates a lot of excitement and a lot of fun stuff to write about and a lot of good. I mean, dang, what would Kwok and Kelly talk about on the radio? They'd have nothing to talk about.
Now, Kwok and Kelly.
Welcome in. Glad to have you with us. We are live on the Roar on a Wednesday, the 1st of July, 2020. Thanks so much for joining us today on Out of Bounds, all across the fruited plain and around globe at WCCPFM.com, the Roar.radio, and the Roar mobile app, 105.5 FM in the upstate, 97.5 FM, 1560 AM, Spartanburg, Cowpens area. Emanating live from the Priority One Security Studios, part of the number1security.com, Priority One Security, serious security. Kelly Gramlich, how are you?
Kwok, I'm good. If I cough a little, please excuse that. It's not the Rona. It is this Lysol that I just sprayed all over the board. Not that I don't think John is a very clean and hygienic person, but he did sit here for 6 hours because he's pulling double duty this week.
Uh-huh.
And I think he cleaned. We're, you know, our goal in a switch off, only the producers are here and we're cleaning in between. But I always like to just add my own little spritz of Lysol just to kill everything.
You don't want to be infected on your birthday.
Oh,
so today
no.
Today is the day. You know, today is the day you got to really. You got to really take charge.
Let's
right?
not even put that out into the universe, Kwok.
Look, I'm sorry.
Let's not put it out into the universe. I am Lysoling everything. Everything.
Are you feeling good?
I'm feeling great, Kwok.
Okay.
It is the last show of the week for OOB, for OOB. And then we go into full-on birthday festivities, both mine and America's. So it's going to be a great weekend.
That's
right. Very excited for that. And yeah, just in a great mood. I am a little worried because you said you have a quiz for me today.
Oh yeah,
regarding things that have happened on July 2nd. So it's been a while since these roles have been reversed. I've gotten very used to the power and the security that comes with giving the questions and not having to answer them. So I am a little concerned about this quiz today, to be honest.
Yeah, this is not Trivia Tuesday because it's not Tuesday. Instead, it's What Do You Know Wednesday.
What Do You Know Wednesday.
It's What Do You Know Wednesday.
But I feel like we could still
Trivia!
Play that.
Yeah! Yeah! Trivia, baby!
Oh. You know, every day is good for Charlie Day because it's a day that ends in Y.
Oh, no.
Like Charlie Day's last name.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you could give me a rim shot for that if you want. No pressure, but
okay.
You
could
if you wanted
wrong
to.
Wrong one. Whoops.
That seems premature, Kelly.
It's been a while since I've given you a rim shot, so.
I know. I don't love the idea that I have to tell you if you were right or wrong in this, and then you get to play the requisite sound effect. That seems a little weird today because you still get to play the sound effects, but. The quiz today is just about your birthday last year. That's it. 1 year ago tomorrow.
My birthday last year.
Yeah. 1 year ago tomorrow. That's it.
Hmm.
What do you know about sports from your birthday?
On July 2nd, 2019.
Yep.
Man, 2019. What a wonderful
tell you what,
time it was.
We can go ahead and start that in the next segment because there's a lot to discuss today. We have got to finish our 20 people who are going to basically set the course of the 2020 college football season. We also have Hump Year headlines
we do.
Today. because it's the middle of the year and we got to get over this hump.
It is the Wednesday of the year, literally.
You said before we also there are some fun factoids. I just feel like we need to be able to compare to see if we just need to make sure you have the best day ever tomorrow. And because of that, we need to compare to other times when things happen on your birthday. And in fact, I'm going to reveal to you the three Thursdays since you were born that were July 2nd.
Oh my gosh.
So the three times that July 2nd was on a Thursday, and just a few things that occurred on those days that I thought were noteworthy.
Wow.
So that we can compare.
You have done a deep dive, Quad.
Yeah, I know.
But I wouldn't
really
expect
did.
Anything less. I really wouldn't.
All right, so you actually said you were feeling peppy, right?
Indeed.
You're feeling peppy. And we've seen this. A million people have now posted, reposted, tweeted, retweeted, shared, and reshared the 2020-42 Earth Nothing halftime score. You gave us a pep talk. There were a bunch of people giving us pep talks. Gary Patterson said it's time to change shirts, which I thought was great. That's an inside joke for the
good.
College football people.
That's good.
Really good.
You've really sweated through that first one, Gary.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So do you just want to, before we get into a show that's supposed to bridge the gap between whatever that was, the first half of 2020, and the decidedly better second half of 2020, because you're not getting worse than this, what do you want to say to Globe right now as we get our minds right to get out there and be better in the second half of 2020?
We do have to get our minds right, Kwok. And the way I see it right now, okay, this is the halfway point of the year. Technically, weren't we saying this day is the first day of the second half of the year because it's a leap year?
Yes.
Is that correct? Okay.
So I think that's right. The math is still a little sketchy, but that's what we're going to go with.
A couple hours or whatever.
So we're going to go.
This is the beginning of the second half. And so right now, the way I look at 2020, the first half was January through now. It was rough, Kwok. It was bad. I mean, we were out there turning the ball over. We were out there getting blown by on defense. We were not communicating well with our teammates. I think that was evident at times. We were missing shots. Our body language was not great. We let ourselves get down. We did not stay positive. We did not stay confident. I would even argue, maybe a little bit of a Willie Taggart argument here. We were dehydrated, Kwok. We weren't even focusing on the little things. Hydrating, lining up on the right side of the ball. Now I'm mixing analogies with my sports. But we did everything wrong, okay? We did everything wrong. And yes, our opponent is formidable and is still formidable. This is the number one team in the country. This is the number one virus in the land, there's no doubt. Plus, we've had a lot of other issues too. But I think a lot of it, if we change our mindset, if we are more positive, if our body language gets better, if we stay hydrated, if we communicate, if we pass the ball, Kwok, if we're smart, we don't turn it over, and we do some of the hustle plays, right? Let's take a charge, you know? We have to do these things in the second half. So are we down by a lot? Yes. Are we getting yelled at possibly in the locker room? Of course we are. It's getting ugly in that locker room. But are we going to be motivated in the second half and make the second half better than the first? I believe we can do it. Games are won in the third and fourth quarters. Games are won in the second half. Sometimes you can be down by a lot at halftime. It doesn't matter. The thing that matters the least is the score at halftime. That's what they say, Kwok. So I think that we can make the second 6 months much better than the first. We're a second half team. We can do it. That is my pep talk for the second half of 2020.
You know, the only thing that I would take issue with is everyone saying that we're a second half globe or a second half world or a second half earth. I'm not sure there's any data to support that.
Kwok, this is not about data, okay? This is about a mentality.
I'm just saying, I don't feel like we can say,
you know what, folks?
You know what's
happening
right
now?
We've done this before.
I'm the coach in the locker room, and I'm saying, all right, we're going to do this. Second half, here we go. And you are sitting in the locker room and you say, coach, I don't really think we are. I don't have the data to support that. What is that, Kwok? I'm throwing you out of my locker room. Get out of my locker room. Give me the jersey back.
This is very much like this is like the SNL locker room speech. Remember when Peyton Manning and Will Forte when they dance, and Kenan Thompson's there, and he's like, "Coach, we're down by like a zillion. We can't do this at all." That's basically what I would be looking. That's
you
what
have
I'd
been
be saying.
Officially
we're so far
thrown
down.
Out of my locker room.
No one is saying we can do it. No one's saying we can do it. Here's what I would say to the team. I'm walking in the locker room. I'm looking at Globe. I'm looking at billions of people, right? I'm looking at billions of people, and they're all looking at me for guidance. And I'm going to tell them the truth. I'm going to say, you know what? There's nothing less important than to score at halftime except for in games like this when we're down by a lot of points, okay? So here's the deal. There's no such thing as a 1 trillion point shot. You got to take the game one possession at a time. That means making good choices every single day. Because let's face it, we were making choices willy-nilly early in the game because we thought that we could handle it. We were making choices willy-nilly, and it worked. For like the first quarter, it worked. And then the second quarter, we were really on our heels. Some things we took for granted weren't there. We didn't have an NCAA basketball tournament for crying out loud. There were no brackets. The lack of consistency from things that are normally consistent ripped us apart. Where now we are so divided and we are so conquerable by the opposition that we need to come in here and regroup. We ran out of timeouts about March 30th, okay? We had no timeouts. You just had to play through it. And we just had to get through it and put our head down. And now we're starting to come out of it, but we need to come out responsible. And we got to keep our eye on the prize. So here's what I'll say, Kelly, to the team in the locker room. Mm-hmm. We got to take this, like in basketball, you know, the and I'm going to use the college basketball analogy and not necessarily the pro or maybe the men's basketball analogy, not the women's basketball, because it's a little closer. You got to take the game in 5 segments. And you got to win each media timeout. You need to win every possession, but it's going to be some possessions you lose. There are going to be some days when you lose. That's the bottom line. But we need to take this 6 different segments of time. We need to make sure that we win from now until August the 1st. Because you know what it means? If we're winning between now and August 1st, that means your kids get to go to school.
Yes.
And that means your kids get to play their fall sports.
And that means you get some peace and quiet.
That's right. And that also means that we'll have a good plan where people will have smiles on their face saying, here's a good number of people you can expect to have in football stadiums coming up in the fall. And then if we win the second segment from August to September, we will have pro playoffs and we will have college football with some fans in the stands. Can I get a witness? That is what we want. So we got to win the second segment for that reason. And you know what? If we win from September the 1st to October the 1st, guess what we get? We get a World Series, and we get a World Series without interruption, and we get NBA Finals without interruption, and we get golf majors without interruption, and we get conference football games without interruption. And then you know what happens? If we win from August 1st to November 1st, then your kids might get the trick-or-treat on Halloween and get out your house for half a day. Because some places might not go to school. Here's the deal. If you are putting your kids in school, you can then send them off again. You don't even have to see your kids like the whole day on Halloween. It's unbelievable. And then when we get to November 1st, guess what that means? It's the home stretch. Every single sport is coming to a crescendo. We have college basketball starting up. Maybe, just maybe, they might let people in there to watch the games in person this year. So when November 1st, if we win that segment, then we get to do basically what we want. And from November 1st to December 1st, guess what it means? If you win that segment, it means you get to see Grandma and Grandpa without 6 different kind of masks on for Thanksgiving. It means we get to go to the Virgin Islands of women's basketball. Can I get a witness? That's what I'm talking about. It means that you get to see Clemson and South Carolina in person, perhaps, and you get to see Clemson prepare to play a conference championship game on a neutral field in a completed college football season. That's what happens when you win. And then if you win December 1st until December 31st, guess what that means? That means there wasn't a second wave. There wasn't a second wave in the fall, Kelly, because December is winter. And that means the second wave in the fall, people, were wrong. It means that you get to celebrate Christmas with whoever you want, however you want. You get to celebrate New Year's, maybe in Times Square in New York City, Kelly,
whoa,
where there's 6 trillion people. And they probably shouldn't even do that anyway, because that sounds like the worst time ever. You got to get blackout drunk so you forget how awful it was, and you forget that you don't want to go back next year. That's the only way they can coax people in there for 52 hours. To sit there in a freezing cold at Times Square. But you might get to do that if you so choose. And then we get to start 2021 with a victory, because we won every day, because we seized it. We carpe'd the diems, every single one of them, and we were able to win each segment of time because we didn't try to win all the way to December on July 3rd. We made good decisions on July 4th. We made good decisions on Labor Day. We made good decisions when we send the kids back to school. We made good decisions about where to spend time, where to do work, how to do this, how to do that. We made good decisions about how to go to Target, how to go to the grocery store, whether or not we should go to a mall ever again. These are the times when you got to make the smart decisions, because all it takes is one day at a time, 6 periods of time, and then we've beaten 2020.
BYOG, bring your own guts.
Bring your own guts.
That's it, Kelly.
Are you okay, man?
That's it. I'm good.
I hear that I think the officials need us for the second half, because that might have been the longest halftime in history. So I think we got to go back out there.
We needed a long speech. This is the, you know, there's sometimes when you're down so bad at half, the coach is just like, I got nothing to say.
Right.
Get out there. Lay up lines. And then there's sometimes when the coach is like, they just want to berate you all the time and break a few whiteboards and do that kind of stuff, kick some chairs. That was a kick the chair situation, because we got to get in gear, man. We got to get serious about what we got to get serious about. And that's what we're saying.
Texture says, I don't know if I can read that. Anyway, people are fired up. I'll just say people are fired up. They're a little worried about you and your heart rate and things like that. But overall, people are fired up.
So, my heart rate is 103 currently.
Yeah, I figured.
I think
we got our point across.
Okay, very good.
Second half is what we need to be ready for, and it's a mindset, Kwok. It's all about mentality. And I like what you're saying. One month at a time. We got to beat that month, and then we go into the next one. Might as well start with the greatest month in the calendar, July. So here we go.
It starts with celebrating your birthday, because we're going to be off tomorrow.
Of course.
Would you like to do your quiz when you come back? You want to just go ahead and do it?
Does my quiz possess the kind of energy you just displayed?
Because
if so, I am scared.
We can chill it.
No.
Would you rather be a little more chill?
I'm ready.
Okay. Stay with us. We'll get to that right after this.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is not only the home with a lifetime warranty, but the winner of the 2017 and 2018 Nissan Award of Excellence. Granger Nissan is here to serve the upstate with excellent service and competitive pricing. With the largest selection of Nissans in the upstate, Granger Nissan is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Granger Nissan of Anderson at 3510 Clemson Boulevard, only 25 miles from Greenville, and always online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Richard Thompson of Thompson & King Law Firm, and I believe that every person has a God-given desire to work. That's why I take Social Security and workers' compensation cases very seriously, because most folks don't really want to think they're disabled. They hesitate to file for disability, and when they're turned down, they hesitate to appeal their case. But they are disabled. If you're presently unable to work on a daily basis, even if you don't fully understand the cause, come see me. I'll take your case seriously. I know you do.
The Thompson & King Law Firm, 222-0200, or online at thompsonking.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you. I bet you didn't know that July is National Carpet Cleaning Month. Carpet is the largest filtration system in your home. And just like you change your air filters, you need to clean your carpets too. Manufacturers recommend a professional cleaning every 6 to 12 months to keep your carpet at its best. Call the cleaning experts at Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning and take advantage of their summer sale of three rooms for $129 and a free hallway when you mention my name, Mickey Plowler. Visit ZeroResGreenville.com.
It's a great time to get in a new 2020 F-150 from George Coleman Ford. This crew cab edition features SDX appearance package, 20-inch aluminum wheels, reverse sensing, and rear camera, along with SYNC 3 and 2.7-liter engine. Just $35,587 plus tax and tag at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. You never pay any hidden fees. Another reason why their customer service ratings are the highest around. Get your 2020 F-150 today at George Coleman Ford and Travelers Rest. Includes $4,500 rebate plus finance with Ford Motor Credit. Offer expires July 6, 2020.
Are you having trouble meeting your IRS or state tax obligations? David Green can help during this COVID-19 pandemic. The IRS has instituted relaxed collection measures, delayed due dates, and other programs that we can use to help delinquent taxpayers. If you owe the IRS, don't wait. Act now and get relief before they fully resume collection activities again. Call David at 864-271-7940 for your free planning session and let them help you be proactive.
Covering Spartanburg County with 15 hours of local sports programming. AM 1560, The Roar.
Dr. My eyes have... All right, hour one continues. Out of bounds, William Quackenbush, Kelly Granley. We got some good... We got some good texts and some good tweets on that first segment here on the Healthier Text Line 961-566 and on Twitter at Quack Talk at Kelly Gramley. Chad the Mailman said this before I began talking. At Kelly Gramley is playing a part of Dabo. At Quack Talk will be playing Dan Walken. And then he responded, never mind. Great recovery speech, Quack. So apparently I salvaged that. Then you have Steve who says, hashtag OOB phrase of the day, blacked out drunk. That's apparently the phrase of the day. And then Independent Thinker said, at Quack Talk, we'll never work because our special teams suck.
Oh,
so
yeah, well,
sorry about
that. I could see that being an issue for us. Yeah. A texter says, hey, coach, I'm faking an injury until 2021. And then 3 minutes later, they texted, put me in, coach, motivated me. My fake injury is better, is what they're saying. So
they're good to go.
And very Will good. And Due West says he's currently listening to Out of Bounds and doing yard work in solidarity with Clock. So
that's what I'm talking about.
You inspired people to get out in the yard.
That's what I'm talking about. Hey, I can't worry about whether my neighbor's wearing a mask, but I can control my own property. So I can control my yard. That's one of the few things I can control.
Are you wearing a mask while doing your yard work?
No. Uh-uh. No. No, just, sunglasses in lieu of safety goggles.
I like it.
So there's that. All right, are you ready for your quiz? I think people are going to enjoy this. I really
ready
do.
Ready as I'll ever be.
I think people are going to enjoy this. So I did think, this this is going to be the opposite of what I just said. This is going to be a weird birthday for you because there's nothing to do. There's just nothing to do. So it's going to be all about you, but then while people are enjoying you, there's no sports on the TV. There's no
baseball,
there's no race. Like, there's no golf. There's no nothing, okay?
Well, I don't want people watching golf on my birthday. Well, if I'm with them. Do you think that my family sit around and watch golf on my birthday?
Listen, let me tell you something. More so, here's what I've learned since we haven't had sports. So much of conversations when you're with people you really care about surround the things, or I'll say me, I feel like most people are like this, but I don't want to put on everybody. So much of the conversations that are between me and people I care about when we're together are about what's going on the TV over there, or what has just happened in sports over the last week, or frankly politics, but politics is really depressing and divisive. We're in an election year. Normally that's fun for me to talk about. It's not real fun to talk about this one. I'll just go ahead and tell you. There ain't a lot to get excited about. There ain't a lot to write home about in this one.
You say that, but come November, you are going to be geeking out hard.
I mean, my buddy texted me yesterday, and it brought me so much joy. He was like, do you think the Senate's in play? And I was like, yes. Let me go and count the ways.
Let's discuss.
And so I did. I looked up a bunch of polls, and I was like, here's what I think about this one. Like, he's a good candidate, but his opponent's really good, and like... Joni Ernst is really popular, but she's in trouble. Like, all this stuff. I'm like, yes, the Senate's in play. Let's talk about the Senate.
So, yeah, I mean, I'll geek out about something. There were three primaries yesterday in Colorado, Utah, and somewhere else. And I realized we weren't going to have results by the time I went to bed, and it made me sad.
Quack, actually, so. A texter nailed it. Texter, you obviously know me, that I'll be, he said, European soccer all day. I'll be watching the Premier League all day on my
That's
birthday.
Right.
Of Bundesliga. Course. It is a tradition.
You got to watch Bundesliga. The Bundesliga. That's right. So anyway, I've noticed that it's hard. And it's not impossible, but it's harder. Like, it's really easy to, you know, to let conversations at least stem from something we just saw on the TV. A player just made a play in a game, and we talk about who used to play shortstop for that team. And then we talk about the difficulty playing shortstop now and defensive shifts. And before you know it, we've spent a half hour talking about that.
Your family gatherings sound delightful.
I'll tell you what, they are awesome. They are, my family's great. We spent a whole week at the beach with no sports. We watched a lot of Peppa Pig on the sports TV.
What did you
I'll
talk
just tell
about?
You that. We talked about Peppa Pig a lot.
Oh.
Because it was on the sports TV. But, you know, we talked about each other's lives, and we actually probably know each other better now. But,
see,
you know,
nice.
we didn't watch College World Series. That was not great. The point is, normally there's something happening in sports on your birthday. Now, there's some sports happening today, but not baseball, not these big events. And so I thought to myself, it would be great to remember what it was like in a normal world celebrating Kelly's birthday and doing a sports show at the same time. And so your What Do You Know Wednesday for today is all related to things that took place last year on your birthday, July 2nd, 2019.
Trivia!
Trivia! Give me trivia, baby! Oh.
Do you know what concerns me about this?
What's that?
July 2nd, 2019, I was on vacation.
Oh, yeah, we were both on vacation. We
so
weren't actually on air.
I'm not sure what I watched. Actually, No. We were on air. It was a Tuesday.
Are you sure?
I went to Colorado after, and then I think you did something. I don't remember. I don't keep track of your schedule.
Oh, you know what? Yes, it was after.
We were on air.
It was, but we were off the third.
Okay, all right.
That's right.
So maybe
that's right.
That
okay.
will help. Okay.
All right. Here's the deal. But you know it's going to be mostly baseball. So there's six baseball questions in this, and then four potpourri, four miscellaneous.
Now I'm just convinced that you made this quiz for your own enjoyment, because there's six baseball questions on my birthday quiz.
I will tell you two of these questions.
That's like
involve
me giving you a case of LaCroix for your birthday.
No. Listen. Two of these questions, you have a chance to win multiple bonus points, okay? So there's a possible 14.
Whoa,
okay?
So I could get 140?
There's a possible 14. There's a possible 14 out of 10 if you get all the bonus points.
And one baseball question, I can use the text line.
Yes, and I've allowed you to use the text line for one baseball question, okay? Mm. There are, I believe, two free response and eight multiple choice. Do you want to start with a baseball or start with a potpourri? I'm giving you a lot. This is your birthday. I'm giving you a lot of leeway here, a lot of editorial
Lord.
Power. You're like Michael Jordan in his own documentary right now. You get to write the script.
Well, I do have an insane grudge against you. Let's start with the potpourri so that I can get some confidence.
All right, here we go. This is question seven, because I totally did the baseball questions first. Here's question seven on the quiz today. Okay, this is a soccer question. Are you ready? On July 2nd, 2019, the United States advanced to the Women's World Cup final with a 2-1 win over what country? Is it A, England, B, Sweden, or C, the Netherlands?
It was England, because that's the T with Alex Morgan.
That's the T with Alex Morgan is correct. England is
Woo!
The answer. There you go.
Yes.
One out of one.
Yes.
Good start.
And that's the T. Yes,
All
that's
right.
so good. Okay. Got it.
Question eight. I just got to read it on the sheet. Who scored the game-winning goal for the United States in the 31st minute of that match?
Oh.
Was it A, Tobin Heath, B, Alex Morgan,
oh, no.
or C, Kristen Press?
I don't want to overthink it. I know Alex Morgan scored, but I don't know if it was the game winner. I think there were a lot of early goals in that match. I also, if I'm not mistaken, Alex Morgan shares my birthday. So I do think she scored on her birthday, which was cool. I'm going to go Alex Morgan. I'm not going to overthink it.
31st minute, Alex Morgan is correct.
Yes.
Two out of two.
Okay.
Kristen Press scored in the 10th.
Yeah, there was Tobin a lot of goals early.
Yeah. I think it was 10th. United States went up one, and then England scored in like the 19th or 18th, and then Alex Morgan scored in the 31st, and that was it. All right, two for two.
Yes.
There you go. All right, now we head to tennis. Question nine. July 2nd, 2019 was the day for first-round matches at Wimbledon last year. Neither of the eventual champions were in action, but both runners-up won matches at center court. Name them.
Oh, my God. Are you talking men's and women's?
I'm talking the men's runner-up and the women's runner-up. Both won matches at center court on your birthday. Name them.
Oh, man. The runners-up in Wimbledon last year. Part of me is thinking Wimbledon last year is when Serena lost in the final. Thought she got beat by some European. And, of course, it's tennis, so you can just say some European. I'm going to go Serena, one of them.
Serena is correct.
Aha!
Yep.
Okay.
She won her first-round match on July 2nd. Now, who's the dude?
Runner-up on the men's side. Oh. Federer lost. It's Federer.
Federer is correct.
Yes, because Federer was playing Djokovic. Was it Djokovic in the final, or was it?
Do you know? It's time for your bonus question.
Oh, no!
Name the two champions from Wimbledon last year.
Oh, God. I will not be able to name the female. There's no way. I have no idea. Some European woman. That's my answer for the women's side.
Right,
and then I believe the winner on the men's side was Novak Djokovic.
Novak Djokovic is correct. He beat Federer in that classic Sunday bout.
Yes, I remember watching that. Okay.
So that's one bonus point for you. So you're already...
Okay, tell me who the woman's winner was.
Simona Halep
was
the winner.
That's right. I'll give my side.
Yeah, okay.
Okay!
So there you go. So that's... And I'm not giving you half bonus point. You get the full... one out of two bonus points.
So that
there.
Makes up for one baseball question already.
All right, so that's five out of four. No, four out of three. Four out of three. Okay, here we go. Question 10, a.k.a. question four, and the final one from Miscellaneous Potpourri. this is NBA free agency. Okay. What now two-time All-Star and former NBA Rookie of the Year was reportedly offered a 5-year max extension by his current team on July 2nd of last year? Was it? Now, this player signed it, by the way. Was it A, Jamal Murray, Nuggets, B, Kristaps Porzingis, Mavericks, or C, Ben Simmons, 76ers?
That's interesting because I was thinking Kemba Walker, so that is wrong.
Kemba Walker got the 4-year. He got the 4-year max.
But
the 5-year max is by your team. The 4-year max is somebody else's.
No, I know, but I thought the Hornets offered him that.
Oh, yes.
Okay, so he was offered the... Read the question one more time for me.
All right, what now two-time All-Star? See, there's hints in the question. This
now,
is amazing.
Now two-time All-Star.
I'm so good. What now two-time All-Star and former NBA Rookie of the Year was reportedly offered a 5-year max extension by his current team on July 2nd?
Did he take it?
Yeah.
Okay. Give me the names again.
Jamal Murray, Nuggets. Kristaps Porzingis, Mavericks. Ben Simmons, 76ers.
Jamal Murray.
Jamal Murray is incorrect.
Is it Porzingis?
You know what? It was Ben Simmons, who was reportedly offered
was
on July
year.
2nd. Yeah. Porzingis and Murray were offered their maxes earlier. All three of those guys signed max deals with their current organizations last offseason. That was a tricky one. That's why I gave you the two-time All-Star and the Rookie of the Year. That's why I gave you those.
Okay, all right.
You know what?
Right.
That's okay. That's all right. That was a hard... Honestly, I think that might be the hardest question. I think that was the hardest question of all of them. Okay.
Okay.
I think. Because I'm not sure I would have said Simmons either. I think I would have said Porzingis, actually. Porzingis would have been my answer. All right, let's go to the baseball questions now. All right, question five, a.k.a. question one, because we're back to the top of the quiz on my paper here. You're doing great, by the way. You're doing great, four out of four.
Thank you.
All right, in 86 games played through the games of July 2nd, 2019, how many wins did the Atlanta Braves have?
Oh, my God.
Is it A, 45, B, 50, or C, 55?
Through 82 games?
Through 86 games.
Oh, 86. Okay.
Close.
I'm going to go 50.
50 is correct.
Yes.
Whew. Atlanta Braves.
That was a shot in the dark. But yep. 50 seems like a number that would have stood out to you when making the question.
Yes, for sure. They were 50 and 36 after a 2-0 loss to the Philadelphia Phillies, where Aaron Nola pitched 8 shutout innings last year on July the 2nd. Do you want to go? You know what? This is a related question, so I'm going to go ahead and ask it, okay? The Atlanta Braves were in first place in the National League East on July 2nd, 2019.
Okay.
Which means that the eventual world champion, Washington Nationals were not.
Yes.
Where did the eventual World Series champion Washington Nationals rank in the National League East on July 2nd of last year? Really, you don't even need choices because it's second, third, fourth, or
right?
fifth.
Okay.
But yeah, but it's I gave you three choices. A, second, B, third, C, fourth, because clearly the Marlins were fifth.
Oh, of course, of course.
Where did the Nationals rank in the NL East on July the 2nd?
Oh, man. I know they
second,
had a,
B, third,
they
C,
had a
fourth.
Really tough start, and we've talked about it endlessly that they wouldn't have made the playoffs through 60 games, but of course it would have been more than 60 games on July 2nd. I'm going to say they were in fourth.
Fourth is incorrect.
They're in third.
They were in third place.
Dang.
Yep. Here are the standings in the National League Central through the games of July 2nd. The Braves were in first, 50 and 36. The Phillies were in second, 45 and 40. The Nationals in third, 43 and 41. The Mets, 39 and 47, were in fourth place.
I should have known they were ahead of the Mets.
Yeah, and then the Marlins, 32 and 51, in fifth place.
Okay.
Still a good start. 5 points through six questions. You got four baseball ones to go,
man.
And I think you're going to enjoy these.
I would request a halftime to regroup.
Yes, you get a halftime 60% of the way in. Which is essentially the MLB season, because you're like two-thirds of the way done, and they're like, all right, halfway point, everybody.
Also, Kwok, I'm getting heckled on the personal text line. My brother says, Jamal Murray's never been an all-star. Come on, that was a softball question. So that's where we are right now.
I'm
really going to have to turn off the phone for this
halftime.
Oh,
man. All right, stay with us. More to come out of bounds. We'll continue Kelly's birthday quiz in just a moment.
Hey, Tiger fans, it's Mark Childress. Want more content featuring some of Clemson football's best moments? Tune in to WSPA Channel 7 each Saturday night at 7:30 between June 6th and August 22nd for a brand new show called Clemson's Greatest Games. I'll be your host, and I've invited your favorite former Clemson players and other members of the Clemson family to share memorable stories, stats, and more while we relive Clemson's Greatest Games. That's Clemson's Greatest Games airing in the Upstate on WSPA Channel 7 Saturday nights at 7:30.
Have you searched all over for your family's vehicle and can't find it on the lot? With the largest selection of Nissans in the Upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is sure to have what you need in stock and ready to drive off the lot today. Proudly serving the Upstate, Granger Nissan of Anderson is a proud partner of the Clemson Tigers and home with a lifetime powertrain warranty on all new vehicles. Conveniently located at 3510 Clemson Boulevard in Anderson and only 25 miles from Greenville and online at GrangerNissanOfAnderson.com.
Warm weather is ahead. That means look out for those summer thunderstorms we see in the Upstate every year. Don't let bad weather and snapping tree branches leave you in the dark. Be prepared with a Generac automatic whole home standby power solution from Carolina Generators, your local Generac Pro Power Premier dealer, ready to serve you. Give Carolina Generators a call at 864-232-5684 or visit online at carolinagenerators.com to schedule your free in-home Power Pro assessment. Tell them Mickey from 105.5 sent you. If you're a mattress shopping, you must go visit Engineered Sleep on Congaree Road in Greenville. Each mattress is made in-house, and their showroom has the most popular models for you to try out. Engineered Sleep makes your mattress shopping easy. Every local mattress order is delivered to your house, and setup is free. Buy local and buy direct from the manufacturer. Visit EngineeredSleep.com for more information. That's EngineeredSleep.com. Sleep like a lamb, rise like a tiger.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
Hi, I'm Glenn Reese with Krispy Kreme Donut Company in Anderson and Spartanburg.
We're open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Drop by for a delicious donut and a cup of coffee. And remember, raise money for your club, church, or group of worthy cause. Sell Krispy Kreme donuts. Call Anderson and Spartanburg Krispy Kreme.
I'm a donut nut, I'm a donut nut, I'm a nut for Krispy Kreme.
The biggest and best fireworks for July 4th are at locally owned and operated Big Zach's Fireworks. Big Zach's offers a huge variety to meet your fireworks needs. They have a huge selection to choose from, such as artillery shells, Roman candles, 500-gram cakes, large rockets, and assorted fireworks packages starting at just $19.99. Big Zach's Fireworks has been around since 1993 and has two locations in Anderson, open year-round, right off I-85, exit 27, or off exit 19B on Clemson Boulevard. Happy 4th from Big Zach's Fireworks.
Anyone who builds, remodels, or repairs for a living, we know the way you work has changed. That's why Lowe's is committing today to build new ways to keep you working tomorrow. We are proud to introduce the new Lowe's for Pros job site, powered by Stream, an augmented video chat tool so you can be there for your customers without actually being there. And the cost to use? Try it free through October 31st at lowesforpros.com/proloyalty. Just one of the reasons why Lowe's is the new home for pros. Services subject to Stream terms. Lowe's loyalty membership required. More terms apply.
We're here to tell you about Boost Mobile's new upgraded network.
That's right. Stronger signal, faster speeds, and more coverage.
So now you can get everything you want faster, like Pitbull's music.
No, the new upgraded network means you can download music faster than ever before. It doesn't mean that it will make Pitbull songs faster.
Oh, so this isn't the song.
No, this is the song.
Well, this is embarrassing.
Step up with Boost Mobile's new upgraded network. Stronger signal, faster speeds, more coverage than before. Switch and get 4 unlimited lines for $25 per line per month and 4 free LG K51 phones. Access to upgraded network requires compatible device. New customers only. 4 line offer requires at least one port and activation from eligible carrier. Free phone limited to 1 per line while supplies last. Customers using more than 35 gigabytes of data during billing cycle may be deprioritized during times of congestion. Offers and coverage not available everywhere. Additional terms and restrictions apply. See BoostMobile.com or retailer for full details.
You can always get through to us on the Northland Communications Hotline, 864-654-7627. Call the Roar.
Hour one continues out of bounds. Before we get back to Kelly Gramlich's quiz, we do have some folks on hold, and we need to get to them. 654-ROAR is the number that extends Kelly Gramlich's halftime, where she has done a remarkable job through six questions. She has 5 points. And so she's only a couple away from a passing grade. It really one away from a passing grade.
Yeah.
And there's still 4 questions and 2 potential bonus points.
Oh, man.
Out there for you. So there's a lot of room to grow here as well from your 5 out of 6 currently. Let's go to Delvin, who's up with us next. He's been patiently waiting. What's up, Delvin?
What's up, guys? I just wanted to call and say, man, thanks for the sermon, Reverend Calkin Bush, man. We need that. I'm going to take me a collection. I'm going to get a collection plate and go to Bobby Bonilla house and get that $1.19 million.
You know, that's a great point there. I didn't think of that. You know, we're now at the half of the year where Bobby Bonilla gets paid from now until like 2035 or whatever it is, where he's got that deferred payment by the Mets. Props to him for continuing to get paid on that.
I think he should get some debt to kill. I mean, it's her birthday today.
That's true. Kelly, have you ever thought about writing to Bobby Bonilla saying, you know, if you wanted to send me like 2% of that 1.1, whatever it was, million that he's getting every year for the rest of his life or whatever,
yeah,
that you could just get like, you know, 2, 3, 4, 5%?
I'd be down with that. And yeah, please sign me up. Where can I sign?
Yeah, unbelievable. He get to 2035, unbelievable. I know he just be happy when this day come around. Just check, go to mail. Just be relaxed. I wonder how he got that deal done. I wonder how he knew. I had to get his agent, man. I would think of doing it in the NFL today. Can you imagine doing that today, call in the NFL, somebody like that today? Like Peyton Manning still get a check from the Denver Broncos or the coach to this day to like turn a certain age or something?
That would be interesting. That would be interesting. Listen, I'm reading about Bobby Bonilla right now. In 2000, there were $5.9 million left on Bonilla's contract. So instead of buying out the rest of his contract, Bonilla actually negotiated an 8% interest annual payment
from July 1st, 2011 for 25 years. So through 2035, he gets paid $5.9 million plus, you know, whatever. I mean, look, that in 5 years, they would have paid it, but it's going to take him 25 years because of the compound interest. So he basically negotiated 20 years worth of extra money. He negotiated five times the actual amount of his buyout because he agreed to take it deferred. It's one of the genius moves and one of the stupid ownership slash cut this player, buy him out decisions ever in the history of time.
Yeah, man, if I don't play today, I hit it, man. I'm trying to do it for my next contract. You know what? I'm going to defer. I'm going to defer some of that money to like 20, 25 years, you know, and how you pay it on a certain date, too.
All right, look, I'll take it. Delvin, I appreciate it. Yeah, thanks very much.
Yeah, third time I called, guys.
Absolutely. You know, that Bobby Bonilla thing, I don't want that in my contract because I'm trying to live right now. But if you're telling me I'm going to buy the rest of your contract, $5.9 million, and you tell me that over 25 years with 8% interest, I can make like $30 million instead of $5.9 million right now, I'm taking that in a heartbeat.
This is awkward, Quark, because that is in my contract. And I've never told you that before. Yeah. It's in my CCP contract. Mm-hmm.
And we're never speaking again. Let's go to Andrew, 654 Roar's the number, on the Northland Communication phone lines. What's up, Andrew?
Quark, how are you doing, guys?
Doing great. Hope you're doing well.
Hey, dude, I'm doing great. I want to, you know, I'm not a big baseball guy, but I want to touch on the Bonilla thing. You know, you guys might have already talked about this. I'm in the supply closet at work, so I haven't caught a lot of this stuff. Do you know who the financial advisor was for the Mets during all this?
It was Bernie Madoff, wasn't it?
Bernie Madoff.
Yes. The Wilpons lost a fortune.
Yeah.
That is crazy.
So, a quick recap of last week. I won because my golfer was simply ahead of Kelly's and the ESPN ticker.
Yeah, Andrew, what the heck was that, man? I think we should have tied.
Yeah, I don't know. You got to call ESPN on that one. I hated it for you.
I'm sure you did. I'm sure it just tore you up.
Yeah, I mean, Doc did smoke your guy on Sunday, but that's beside the point. All right, so Quark is still miserably 0-3. Kelly and I both have some stuff on the board. We're in Detroit this week. Who do we like?
Quack, I'll take this one. I'm going to go with a young man who's been playing very well as of late and someone I was introduced to a couple years ago. A caller challenged me to spell his last name, and I spelled it horribly wrong. But that being said, I'm going to go with Victor Hovland this weekend's tournament.
Okay. I knew it. Like I knew you're going to go with Hovland.
You knew it.
I knew it. I just had a feeling. I was like, Kelly's totally going with Hovland. I don't really know where to go with this. I'm trying to think of, and I did this last week with Sungjae Im. It's somebody who I'm probably not going to have on a major team, but that's playing good golf. That's why I haven't gone with Doc Redman yet. I'm going to go with the guy who right now leads the PGA Tour in strokes gained tee to green. I'm looking at some advanced stats here. Give me Tyrrell Hatton, Andrew.
Mr.
I like him this weekend.
Cool Tyrrell Hatton, king of the on-course blow-up. I love that one.
Andrew, just 1 second. I need to add something to Quack's pick very fast. He mentioned his advanced stats.
Nerd alert!
Whoa, wait a second, Doc. You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Marty. We've entered a nerd alert.
Okay, Andrew, proceed.
Yeah.
Hey, how do I get those buttons? Is that an app? I'd love to be able to.
It's a fancy radio tool that we have.
Imagine that being an app in some of your group texts. It would be classic.
Oh, it'd be great.
Oh, man, yes.
I am going to go with an old soul. I'm going to give you guys a chance this week. I'm going to go with Rory 2.0. So that would be Sabatini, not McIlroy.
Oh, yes. Sweet. Yes.
The Storm and Rory, that's going to be my pick. He's Mr. Consistent. I'm starting to feel a little bad for Qualk. We just found out that our softball season is back on, which is huge news. I am.
Yeah, baby.
Not in shape. I didn't think we were going to have it, so I've got to get on the treadie.
Andrew, if you were to describe how Qualk profiles as a softball player, what can you tell us?
Yeah. A lot of heart.
Just gonna leave it.
Yeah.
He's got an active bat. He's got quick hands in the box.
Okay.
He's patient in the box as well. The great thing is that, you know, we really get to just hang out in the dugout, and that's what it's all about. This is church league softball. Well, we are a church team playing in an open league, so we get smoked nightly whenever we play.
Sometimes. Sometimes. I will say this, too. My swing was taught pre-launch angle, and in fact, my swing was not, like, I didn't learn my swing very well. So my launch angle is quite poor. Nerd I'm more alert. Of a punch and Judy, whoa, move the runners.
You mean to tell me that this is a nerd alert?
That's right, Mario. We've entered a nerd alert.
Clark, you know, you're talking launch angle in church league softball.
That's what it's about.
Before anyone knew what launch angle was. I was going to say Victor Hovland.
We knew that's what it was about.
Anytime you discuss your softball league, you have to say the phrase launch angle. Okay. Every time.
Okay. All right.
You need to come experience it.
Oh, I want to.
For it to really do justice.
I'm there.
So, good. Well, y'all have a heck of a Wednesday. Best of luck to you guys this weekend. Let's go have some fun, okay?
All right. Thanks, Andrew. We appreciate it, buddy. That's good stuff right, there. And you know what? I'm the only one that hasn't gotten a share of a win yet. So
yeah.
I'm gonna need my man Tyrell Hatton to come in big. I will say Sabatini, I almost went Sabatini. He was a top five last year in Detroit and has got two top 25s since we came back. Almost went Sabatini there. Let's go to Old School. Final phone call this hour of the program. What's up, Old School?
Hey, Quark, how you doing?
Doing great, man. Hope you're doing well.
Only reason I really called today was to wish Kelly a happy pre-birthday. You know, she's one of my mortal enemies. But I had to keep it close. But for you, I told her that I had a question for her. But in honor of Kelly, I'm going to ask one about her to you. Is that all right?
Oh, man. Old School, I do appreciate that you have called to wish one of your mortal enemies happy birthday. That's very nice. I appreciate it. But, yeah, go ahead. Okay. You want to ask Quark a question?
Now, Kelly, I could be wrong about the answer, so you have to help me out.
Oh, no. Okay. Hopefully I know.
What is Kelly's high three-point game at Clemson?
High three-point game. She made 8 three-pointers in a game.
You are correct, Walt. Quark. You are correct.
Yes. There we go.
Way
one
to
for
go,
one today.
Quark.
That was in honor of Kelly, and I bet you if she had to, she could do it all over again. Kelly, you have a great day.
Thank you, Old School.
Thanks Old School. We appreciate that very much. That was good. And you know what? Some Kelly-based trivia there. That's fantastic. the reason I know that for sure is because we were on Kelly Gramlich watch from November last year. And at one point, because Kendall Spray wasn't shooting very well, at one point we were off Kelly Gramlich watch. We were like, well, it's never going to be broken. That's that. And then all of a sudden, Kendall started hitting again. And so I'm glad we took Kelly Gramlich watch up to South Bend.
We're still on Kelly Gramlich watch this year for Kendall because she tied it at Notre Dame.
She tied
right?
it.
She tied it. I swear, Quack, I was like, she's going to break this because she hit her 8-3. I want to say it was the third quarter or something.
Yeah.
So I just assumed, all right, this is how it ends. And plus, she did it in an ACC game. Mine was not an ACC game, so that
you know
is,
what
that
is
respect.
That's okay. That's okay. I'm not worried about that.
Eight.
I'm not worried about that yet.
But still, I'm definitely we got to be on the watch this year because there's a very good chance she could break that thing.
8 threes with a ball in a rack in the gym by yourself is tough, and I still want that 3-point contest. We need that. We need that for the gram. We need that for the show.
Oh, between me and Kendall?
Yeah.
I thought you meant between you and me and I was...
No. We need to set that up.
I mean,
I'll gladly participate. I'll gladly set a low bar so that y'all can just roll right past it. I should be the MC?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
That's a natural role for you.
That's exactly what we're going to do. All right. Have you got any texts of support? Have you been able... Look, you haven't used your phone a friend yet. Has the text line, when they've guessed... Have they been right enough that you can trust them?
Well, the one text on the personal text line, as I said, was not very supportive actual brother. So that was tough to see. But the actual text line, I don't know why I keep saying actual. The text line is really, they haven't helped me as much because I wasn't looking during questions, of course, but I've taken a look during this segment. And one of the answers that a texter suggested, he suggested C. I'm not sure which question that was, so I can't really speak to the validity of that answer. But there was a texter who said the Nationals were in fourth. I didn't see it at the time I answered the question, but that was wrong. So right now, I'm not feeling a lot of confidence in the text line, and I want to use them for one of my baseball questions because I have, what, four left?
Yeah, four left.
But I don't know if I should. I haven't. I need the texters. I think we'll obviously finish this. We're up against the top of the hour. We'll finish it in the next segment. But I'm going to put out a little public service here, Quark, a public service announcement. And I guess this is a more of a PSA for myself. Texters, I need you guys. So please be ready. 986-1566. That's the text line. Please be ready in this next segment. I have four baseball questions. It's baseball. You know what that means to me. So please be ready for me to help me. I ask you. It is my birthday wish. Now a texter says wrong answers only for Kelly. No, texter. Don't do that to me.
It's her pre-birthday.
Come on.
It's the start of her birth week and birth year.
We'll see.
And birth
month. We'll see if the texters help me.
Right. We'll see. You know they're going to. You know they're going to.
I don't know. Now I'm worried.
To some degree. Well, yeah, I guess you got to. Who knows what to believe. Hour two is next.
Live from the Priority One Security.